אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Shalom Australia. This week in the news, Israel's most senior diplomat in Australia has labeled accusations that Israel is withholding coronavirus vaccines from Palestinians as, quote, another brick in the anti-Israel propaganda. Groups such as Amnesty International and press including The Guardian have claimed Israel is shirking its alleged responsibility to the Palestinian Authority citizens, and Amnesty said it exposes Israel's institutionalized discrimination. But Ron Gerstenfeld, the deputy chief of mission at the Israeli embassy in Canberra, told the Jewish News this week that under agreements reached between Israel and the Palestinian Authority, the Palestinian health system is totally independent and Israel does not have any commitment in that sense. He said the Palestinians didn't request Israel's assistance regarding the vaccine, and he said we are assisting the Palestinians fighting the coronavirus pandemic since day one with equipment, with training, with any technical assistance that they ask for. And in fact, we have, he said, the highest interest that it wouldn't be spread within the Palestinian Authority because of the daily contact between Palestinians and Israel citizens. We all know, he said, in the world, there's a lot of anti-Israel bias, and this is something else in order to attack Israel. And Australian Jewish leaders, including Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Peter Wertheim and the Australia-Israel and Jewish Affairs Council Executive Director Colin Rubinstein, echoed those comments, added a few of these commentators who were accusing Israel, mentioned that within Israel, no distinction has been made between Jews, Arabs and others in who gets vaccinated. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority Health Minister announced a deal with Russia on Monday for its Sputnik V vaccine, and the Palestinian Authority also said last week that they have made an agreement about getting the AstraZeneca vaccine and also have joined the United Nations vaccination program.
And you are listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update with Shane Ziatnik from the AJN and with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, Orges has a triple win. What are we talking about?
Yes, the Orges, which is the Australasian Union of Jewish Students, have won three awards, including Union Leader of the Year for 2020 President Joshua Kirsch at the recent World Union of Jewish Students Congress. One award was won by Orges Queensland, the Developing Jewish Student Association of the Year Award, while Monash Jewish Student Society was named Local Jewish Student Association of the Year. Joshua Kirsch, who won Political Activist of the Year back in 2019, told the Jewish News he was humbled to have been chosen at this world level. He said there are some really talented people who have been presidents of unions all around the world this year, and it was definitely a privilege to be nominated alongside those people. And Orges 2021 President Gabriel Agosin said, for Orges winning three awards shows that we're relevant both in Australia and internationally. And with a new university year commencing just next month, she added, we're very excited to have as many people as possible join Orges and have a successful start to the new year.
Shane, the HAN is reporting about kosher IVF. What is a kosher IVF?
It allows the right equipment and all the necessary measures taken for religiously observant halachic Jews to commence IVF and do IVF in a kosher way. After the Royal Hospital for Women in Randwick in Sydney recently created infrastructure to enable this, fertility specialist Dr. Rachel Rogers said it would be unacceptable if people weren't able to access IVF on the basis of their race or religion. So in August last year, she approached Kosher IVF's president and halachic authority Rabbi Yehoram Ullman to begin the process of enabling Kosher IVF to take place at that hospital. To meet these requirements, every step of the process must be supervised, with all genetic material overseen and sealed in incubators or liquid nitrogen tanks. She said, given there are Jewish people who cannot do IVF, unless it is kosher, it was really important to get that service up and running at the Royal Hospital for Women in Randwick. And the hospital is actually now the sixth fertility clinic in Sydney to now offer this service.
And you're listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update with Shane Ziatnik from the AJN and with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, Cantor George Mordechai became a rabbi. Mazal tov.
That's right. He's been a cantor at Emmanuel Synagogue in Sydney for 25 years and in other shuls around America and in Europe and in the Middle East. Finally, he's always had this dream of being ordained as a rabbi. Last week, in a ceremony, he joined 10 others around the world on a virtual ceremony, and they were all ordained as rabbis through US-based Reform Jewish Renewal organization, the Aleph Alliance for Jewish Renewal. He said, I'm overjoyed, before thanking everyone who helped him work towards his smicha dream through the good times and also when the going was tough. Rabbi Mordechai said his Judeo-Iraqi heritage and upbringing, where he was first blessed to experience the transformative power of devotional singing, still drives and inspires him every day in his continuing role as the shul's cantor and in a group he co-founded called The Circle. My road to smicha has been a continuation and deepening of my clergy work in synagogues, and I look forward to applying what I've learnt to help inspire all interested seekers to engage very deeply.
Shane, before we go, we were talking about matric results in Sydney just before the holidays. Can you tell us something about the Melbourne results?
Absolutely. This is very, very good news because despite an academic year marred by a pandemic, Melbourne's Jewish schools have had much to rejoice with, two of them topping the VCE school rankings and three Jewish schools placing within the top 10 in Victoria. For the third time in 5 years, Bialik College achieved the best VCE results in Victoria, while Mount Scopus Memorial College came in second place with two students, the Duxes Marty Schwartz and Joshua Golshevsky, achieving perfect ATAR scores of 99.95. Also producing good results were Beth Rivka Ladies College, who came 6th. The King David School came in 16th. Yosef Dei HaTorah was 21st. Libli Yavna College was 25th. And Yeshiva College came in at 59th. At Bialik, nearly 14% of students received an ATAR of 99 or above, which is incredible. And praising the graduates, the principal, Jeremy Stowe-Lidner, said, the spectacular achievement is a testament to the hard work of the students, dedication of the teachers, and support and nurturing of their families.
Shane Ziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.